Welcome, everyone, welcome this morning in the precious name of Jesus. All our brothers and sisters connected from around the world, we are happy to be with you this morning. We started the subject on Wednesday, and if you are not in the service on Wednesday, I'd like you to pick up the message. It is unraveling the mystery of faith. We have seen in that study, the objective remains the same. First of all, to understand the mystery of faith, understanding the profit of faith, and then the way of faith. We looked at all of that in the midweek service. We said that faith was such a difficult subject for so many people, but faith is easy to understand, and faith is easy to operate. In that service, we looked at three things that faith is about. First of all, we say that faith, you may not be able to write down because of time. Faith is a combination of word revelation, heart conviction, the right declaration, the right action. When a person has the word revelation, the revelation of the word of God, and he is convinced in his heart from that revelation of the word, and his mouth and utterance is changed, and he produces the right action, then he will see the right outcome. So there's no mystery about faith other than having the word, being convinced, saying the right things, acting the right ways, and then seeing the right result. That was number one. Number two, we said that faith is carrying out required word-based responsibility in order to experience desired word-based possibility. Responsibility required of you from God, from his word, carrying them out, then you see the possibility you are expected to see. We looked at that in detail. And thirdly, we said that faith is laying hold on the reality, the reliability, and trustability of God. You are at a point in your life where you know God is real, God is reliable, and God is trustable. So you hold on to his reality, you hold on to his reliability, you hold on to his trustability, so that you can see his possibility. For he that cometh to God must believe that God is, and he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Somebody say aloud, amen. We looked at all of that. When we come to the profit of faith, we shall look at what we saw last week. But now, we're going to go further to look at what faith is about. I'm going to look at three more in this service, and then the final three in the second service. So number one, this is number four now, right? Which is one for this service. Actually number four, because this is part two of the message. So faith, number four, is seen beyond the visible realities of the natural world into the invisible reality of the spiritual world. Producing, or rather, I'm bringing forth supernatural manifestations. Say that again. Faith is seen beyond the visible realities of the natural world. The reality says there is a pain on the leg. The reality says there is scarcity in the land. But faith is seen beyond the visible realities, what you can see, of the natural world, into the invisible realities In the natural world, what I see says there is a diagnosis. In the invisible world realm, what I see is that by his stripes I am healed. In the visible world, it is clear that there is scarcity in the land. In the spiritual realm, he said, my God shall supply all my needs according to his riches in glory. So you see, beyond the visible realities of the natural world, into the invisible realities of the spiritual world, bringing forth supernatural manifestations. Somebody say amen. Hebrews chapter 11 verse 1 to verse 3. It said, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Faith is the evidence of things not seen. Not seen. In 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and in verse 18, the Bible says, while we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. So in the journey of faith, you are bringing into reality the things that are real but cannot be seen. Does that make sense to anybody? This building was real before it was built. In the realm of the spirit, it was real before it was built. The supplies that built it was there before it was built. In Romans chapter 4 verse 17, we saw that the Bible said concerning Abraham, as it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations before him whom he believed, even God, who quickeneth the dead and calleth those things which be not as though they were. Somebody say it loud, amen. How many of you know that there are things that are real, but you cannot see? Not everything is real can be seen. For example, when was the last time you saw your oxygen? The oxygen you breathe in, do you see it? But is it real? You have a liver right in there. Can you see it now? Is it real? Not every reality can be seen. In the journey of faith, you are bringing into the visible world the realities that can't be seen. You are not healed the day you were healed. You were healed before you were sick. Are you hearing what I'm saying? He said, by his stripes you were healed. 2 Peter chapter 2. And in verse 24. By whose stripes ye were healed. Who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sin, should live unto righteousness. By whose stripes you were healed. If you were healed, then you is healed. You were healed, you is healed. It is making the where healing to be is healing that becomes faith. A woman had cancer of the leg the other day, malignant melanoma. I stood on the altar of the commanded imminent prayers and declaring against that particular cancer, malignant melanoma, Kaposi sarcoma. And they were watching. She had been to the hospital already. Pathology showed it was malignant melanoma. Next thing to do is to amputate the leg. But the word came right from the altar. And that healing that existed before even the affliction came was released. Next, the cancer dried on the spot. Somebody say amen. So in your journey of faith, it is important to begin to know, what has God done for me that is not yet physical? He began to pull them in. Listen, my brothers, there is no shortage of money in this world. It's just that it is in the hands of wrong people at times. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So you see, you are seeing the invisible realities. You are bringing into the you are making visible the realities that are not yet visible. Seeing beyond the visible realities of the natural world into the invisible realities of the spiritual world, bringing forth supernatural manifestations. Somebody say aloud, amen. One day, a young man, when the university graduated shortly, medical doctor, he said he wants to get married. I said, put on a paper the kind of woman you want to marry. So he gave a description. Spiritual things, physical things, everything. It was all complete like that. And I said to him, I said, so who does this description fit? And just one person came to mind. One. I said, all right, pray very well. Trust the Lord and go and speak with that person. And he went to the person and the person said no. All the friends convinced her to say no. And she said no. But I'm using that to give you an example of bringing into the visible. What cannot be defined cannot be found. The sad thing is that person that said no, after 20 something to getting close to 30 years, is still yet to be located. Because of friends. Hallelujah. I prophesy to you today, what is yours, no devil shall divert it from you. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest amen. Your healing that was already achieved even before the sickness came, I prophesy that healing is released to you now. Shout the loudest amen. Let us go to point number 5. Which is number 2 for today. And that is, faith is coming into agreement with the Almighty for the fulfillment of His commitment. Hallelujah. Faith is coming into agreement with the Almighty for the fulfillment of His commitment. In the journey of faith, God said it, you agreed. Coming into agreement with the Almighty for the fulfillment of His commitment. Deuteronomy chapter 28 and in verse 1 to verse 2. Deuteronomy 28 verse 1. And it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all His commandments which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all the nations of the earth, and all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee, if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord your God. That is, agree with Him. He said this, agree. Amos chapter 3 verse 3. He said, how can two be agreed? Can two walk together except they be agreed? Except they be agreed. Except they be agreed. Except they be agreed. Except they be agreed. So the faith matter is very simple. God said, if you obey and serve me, you will spend your days in prosperity and your years in pleasure. Some people said, how is that possible? In the journey of faith, you stupidly agree. Agreement with God is what is called belief. I agree with you means I believe what you said. And what is the content of the agreement? What is the entire detail of the agreement? If they obey and they serve him, so I agree. So I will obey you. So I will serve you. What is the commitment of God? They will spend their days in prosperity and their years in pleasures. All right? I am not the one to make God do his own. When they say a person is a great man of faith, it means that he greatly agrees with God easily. He agrees with God effortlessly, neatly. He believes God stupidly. He has no questions. He's not in argument with God. You know the way a mumusious wife, in quote, agrees with her husband on everything. And then the husband spoils her on everything to the envy of the rebellious ones. Hallelujah. One woman came the other day, sometime, this was in the Rewan church, and he said, I just look at the way you are just saying sa, 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 sa to your husband. Talking to my wife. And just, she was very confused. On one side, she felt like it was beautiful to behold. On another side, she was feeling that maybe it's too much. That particular one tore apart her home with her hand. That one can jack the husband in the morning. Where are you going? Hallelujah. This is what faith is all about. You are yes-siring God on every issue. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. No argument, no complaint, no quarrel. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Even when you ask me to do things I don't understand. Yes, sir. Example, Peter at the lake. Luke chapter 5, verse 4 and 5. Launch your net into the deep for a drought. He said, no, sir. I have toiled all night. I caught nothing. Okay. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. And when he had this done, he enclosed a great multitude of fishes until the net break. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. The same second example, wedding in Cana of Galilee. In John chapter 2 and in verse 5, they needed water. They needed wine. The mother said unto the servant, whatsoever he saith unto you, do it. Yes, sir. Pour water into the pot. Nobody says, it's not water they are asking for, it's wine. Yes, sir. Draw it out now and give the governor of the feast and let them drink. No, sir. To drink water? You said we should pour water. You have not mixed any concentrate yet. You didn't add any coloring agent. It is still water. Serve the man first. Yes, sir. And they served the man. And it was no longer water. Overanalysis equals paralysis. Many times we overanalyze instructions and we paralyze manifestations. Do you understand what I'm talking about? We just paralyze and destroy the manifestations we are meant to see. Somebody asked me, he said, when God called you into ministry, What was your plan in case it failed? I said there was no plan for failure because failure was not an option. Am I communicating at all? I am not going to analyze instruction. I didn't know where I was coming to sleep in Abuja here. I didn't know where I would sleep. I carried my bag from Jos and stepped into this city, not knowing where to sleep. I came down at a zone 5 area there, where the motor park was then. Stepped out of the vehicle, pulled my shoes, held my bag in one hand, my shoe in the other hand, and was walking across the road like a madman. Why did I do that? He said, wheresoever the sole of your feet shall tread upon, I give it to you as a possession. In the course of walking across the road and wondering where to go, then I met a young man. Brother Paul, what are you doing here? So I came for something. Where are you going? I want to go to Gwagwalada because I had a schoolmate there who was teaching in the school of nursing then. He said, do you know Gwagwalada? I said, I don't know. For me, I thought Gwagwalada is like from here to that junction here. He said, do you know Gwagwalada? I said, no. He said, Ifao. I said, okay. So what I do now? What I do? He said, I should follow them to their house. That was how I entered the bus all the way to AYA Junction. And he was telling me, Brother Paul, this kind of fire that we used to know, we need it in this town, in this city. I didn't say anything. He said it like 5 times. Then I said, that is why I am here. God sent me. He said, wow! He screamed in the bus. Long story made short, here we are. Long story made short. Huh? And you can go on and on and on and on and on. I still saw that brother and his whole family, prayed for them on the altar the other day. Do you understand what I'm talking about? God said it. You said yes, sir. You are not arguing. You are not quarreling. You may not understand. I was paying tithe for so many years without seeing the result. I was doing kingdom covenant practice without seeing physical, tangible result. But I kept at it. If God said it, I am at it. If it is in the Bible, I am at it. And then, boom! All of a sudden, it was like arrears. Because some will tell you, do this, you'll get this. There are times you do this, you don't get this immediately. You don't get this immediately. And it doesn't mean that you are not doing the right thing. But sometimes you need to do the right thing long enough to arrive at the right results. Be not weary in well-doing. He said, for in due season, and only him knows when season is due. But there is incubation process. In due season, you shall reap. Let us not be weary in well-doing. For in due season, we shall reap if we faint not. I prophesy to somebody here, your change of story is happening right now. Your change of story is happening right now. Your change of story is happening right now. If you are saying amen, shout it like a believer. Please be seated in the presence of the Lord. Faith cannot be in place until man is totally in agreement with God. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Give me your son, your only son, Isaac. Yes, sir. Get out of your father's house to the land I will show you. Yes, sir. It's not, where is the land? No. Just keep going. When you reach there, I will tell you. Yes, sir. Go to the mountain of Moriah and offer your son Isaac on one of the mountains. Which particular mountain? Just keep going. Reach there first. Go to the house of Jesse and anoint for me a king. Which one is the king? What is his name? Go there first. Somebody say loud, amen. Finally, This will be number 6 or 7. 4, 5, 6. All right. Number 6 says, faith is walking the word to dominate the world. Walking the word to dominate the world. In the journey of faith, you are walking the word to dominate your world. Faith is walking the word to win the world. Walking. Habakkuk chapter 2 and in verse 4. He said, the just, behold, his soul which is uplifted up is not upright in him, but the just shall live by his faith. The just shall live by his faith. The just shall take charge by faith. In 1 John chapter 5 and in verse 4, the Bible said, for whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that causes you to dominate your world. Even your faith. Somebody say a loud amen. We have a dominion mandate from creation. Somebody say dominion mandate. All right. That is in Genesis chapter 1 verse 28. Where God gave us a mandate of dominion. And God blessed them. And God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. Take charge, be in control. And I can tell you that dominion mandate is realizable by faith. This system of the world is looking for who to subdue. Is looking for who to overwhelm. Apart from the tool of faith, you can easily get overwhelmed by life, overwhelmed by the situations of life. In medical school, about 200 or 300 level, physiology laboratory, we're taking each other's blood pressure. Oh, somebody took my blood pressure. Then, and the blood pressure is high. Then, and there was every right for blood pressure to be high because it's both parents had blood pressure and that kind of a thing. And I looked at the person, I said, it's not my blood pressure. It's not, it can't be. My blood pressure is not high. According to God's servant Papo Yereko, both the person taking the blood pressure and the person whose blood pressure is being taken, both of them are touching the machine. So it's possible that it's the other person's blood pressure. He said, me and you are touching the machine, so it's possible it's your own. That's doctor, it must be your blood pressure that has. I went on ruggedly. Went through university, entered. I'm not going to check that blood pressure another time because it's not, nothing is pressuring my life. By the time I checked it again, almost 25, 27 years later, it's 112 over 120 over 80 or something. When I was at the Abuja airport here, oh, some people had the machine, no, body mass index. Can you help us? Pray on it for us. They were checking people's blood pressure. Okay, can we check your own? All right, you can check. Hallelujah. Went to the restroom one day. All I saw was blood. It's almost 30 years ago. Blood? No way. It's not me. Back to where you came from. The first day it appeared was the last day. If you are not, if apart from faith, you will be under under the control of many forces. Whether you will be in control or under control is a question of faith. Somebody say aloud, amen. You can break family patterns. Negative family affliction patterns by the force of faith. And I pray today in the name of Jesus, every pattern of your father's house, every pattern of your family that is confronting your life, I declare that pattern is broken now. If you're saying amen, shout the loudest amen. If you're saying amen, shout the loudest amen. Living in mastery in this world is a function of faith. I think you were in New York City, right? When they talked about a very terrible storm or terrible weather, right? Was it a typhoon?
Connecticut. It was a snowstorm.
A snowstorm that was going to affect the flight. You were the one, right?
Yes.
I was here. And you were there.
Yes.
And it was going to affect the flight of return back home. And the time of return was already fixed. And she told me, and I was here. And I said, no, that storm can go elsewhere. Not there. Just go where you need to go. But as for you, you are boarding your flight and coming. Somebody say amen. The weather people have to apologize, because they were embarrassed that for the first time their forecast didn't happen. It went somewhere and landed.
And it went where it went to, they had to apologize to them for not forecasting
for them. Only because one tiny man is standing here because Madame must come home. Hey! Hey! Somebody lift up your voice and shout the loudest amen. Shout the loudest amen. Amen. At the top of your voice. Give the Lord a praise. Listen, the summary is, living in mastery in this world requires the agency of faith. Let me give you two examples. Example number one, the master walking on the water. Walking on the waves of the sea by the power of faith. In Matthew chapter 14, verse 24, all the way to verse 31, the Bible said, but the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves, for the wind was contrary. And in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, it is a spirit. And they cried out for fear. But straightway, Jesus spake unto them, saying, be of good cheer. It is I. Be not afraid. And Peter answered him and said, Lord, if it be thou, bid me come unto thee on the water. And he said, come. And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid and beginning to sink, he cried, saying, Lord, save me. And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him and said unto him, O thou of little faith, why did you doubt? In other words, Peter walked on the waves for as long as faith was in place. When faith was replaced by fear, he began to sink. You walk on the troubles of life. You walk on the storms of life. You walk on the waves of life by the power of faith. Second example is the patriarchs of old. We read their story in Hebrews chapter 11. Verse 32 all the way to verse 33. He said, and what shall I more say For the time will fail me to tell of Gideon and of Barak and of Samson and of Jephthah, of David also and Samuel and of the prophets, who through faith subdued kingdoms. See, subdued, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, and stopped the mouths of lions through faith. That is somebody's portion. That is somebody's portion. That is somebody's portion. You believe that? Shout the loudest, amen. What is a prophet of faith? We looked at the prophet of faith from midweek service. We said the first thing was that faith is a secret of victory in life's battles. If you want to fight and not become a victim of the battles of life, you need the shield of faith. It's a secret of victory in life's battles. This is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. Number two, we said that faith is a secret of spiritual power. It's a secret of spiritual power. And of course, it's needed for experts and results. It's a secret of spiritual power. You want to have power. Stephen was full of faith and power. Secret of spiritual power. Thirdly, faith is a secret of possibilities. All things are possible to him that believeth. Things are impossible to him that disbelieveth, to him that doubteth. But all things are possible to him that believeth. All things are possible. Faith is the secret of possibilities. That was where we stopped last Wednesday. I will beg you to pick up the message of Wednesday. Now, what is the benefit or profit of faith? Number four, faith is the secret of possessing possessions. Anything that is yours in God, you take delivery of them by faith. Possessing one's possession is the secret of possessing our possession. Possessions in God. Hebrews chapter 6 verse 12. He said, be not slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises. Faith is the secret of possessing our possessions. Is there something that is yours in God that is not in your hands yet? It can become yours by faith. Number five, faith is the secret of evidence. Hebrews 11, okay, is a secret of evidence, good report or testimonies. Evidence. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Evidential Christianity is a product of faith. Evidential Christianity that is evidential is a product of faith. That is, nobody will look at you and see you as a mockery. I announce to someone here today, every mockery involving your life is over forever. From this moment forward, those who see and know you will know that you are not wasting your time, that you are serving the living God. Shout the loudest, amen. Number six, faith is a secret of escape from danger and disaster. Escape from danger and disaster. Escape from danger and disaster. In Hebrews chapter 11, where we read, it said, through faith, they escaped the edge of the sword. They escaped the edge of the sword. They escaped the edge of the sword. They stopped the mouths of lions. Quenched the violence of the fire. You will not be cut short before your time. You will not be buried by any calamity. And number seven, faith is the secret of kingdom exploits. If you read Hebrews chapter 11, verse 32, all the way, we saw all of that. For the time will fail me to tell of Gideon and of Barak and of Samson and of Jephthah, of David also and Samuel of the prophets, who through faith subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained the promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the violence of the fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong. And all of that is called the hall, faith's hall of fame. All the people that made astounding results in the Bible says it was a product of faith. Secret of kingdom exploits. What was the way of faith we talked about? Just two things we said on Wednesday about the way of faith. And that is, first, know the Lord. When you know God, you don't doubt him. When you know God, it is easy to believe him. Know the Lord. He that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Know the Lord. Many people know cars, they know movies, they know dress, they know cloth. They know the name of everything. The only thing they don't know is God. Only person they don't know is God. Hallelujah. Know the Lord. Number two, know the word. Whatever is not based on word is not faith. It's fake. You will fulfill your days. Amen. What scripture are you standing on? No, I just believe. But there's nothing like that. I can't be cut short before my time. Amen. What word is the one that you are sitting on that makes you bold, that no witch can cut you short? No, I just know. No witch is strong enough to kill me. Just like that? No. That is presumption. That is just natural, physical, bold face. It has no redemptive power. It has to be rooted ruggedly on word. Because forever, O God, thy word is settled in heaven. That is why the devil will try to temper with your confidence in the word. Whatever tries to knock the word, your confidence in the word is attacking directly your faith. Talk about that another day. Finally, what's our conclusion today? One, to make the most of life in the earth, faith is compulsory. If you want to make the most of your life, without faith, it is impossible. To make the most of your life, the most of your Christian journey, just to make the most of life, faith is compulsory. You hear a man like Kenneth Hagin said in those days, I have not had a headache in 50 years. See someone like Kenneth and Gloria Copeland sitting down, breaking the world, enjoying their life. 80 something. To make the most of life, faith is mandatory. And secondly, the knowledge of God and of his word are critical to the life of faith. We saw that already. The knowledge of God, the knowledge of his word are critical. That prayer, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection, is a good prayer. Now as we follow this path of faith, that is Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6 again, Romans chapter 10 verse 8 and verse 17. The knowledge of God and the knowledge of his word are critical to the life of faith. Somebody say amen. Somebody say amen. Somebody say louder amen. Before this month of March is out, that boy told his father, before March, you will give your life to Christ. Before this month of March is out, God will give you an evidence that will show you that you have not believed in vain. Stand on your feet and shout of praise. I know you are writing, but take your seat one moment so you can stand well. Use the opportunity of this time to stretch your body. Stand on your feet and shout of praise. Hallelujah. Will you lift your hands and just give him the praise, give him the honor, give him the adoration for his word to us today. For his word to us today. For his word to us today. Father, we give you the praise. Father, we give you the honor. Father, we give you the adoration. Ancient of Days, Lily of the Valley, thank you, Master. Thank you, Adonai. We give you glory, Lord, as we honor you. We give you glory, Lord, as we honor you. You are wonderful. Oh, Lord, you are wonderful. We give you glory, Lord. We give you glory, Lord, as we honor you. We give you glory, Lord, as we honor you. You are wonder, wonder, wonderful. See after me, say, Father, thank you for your word to me today.
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 I ask, Lord,
yes,
for a fresh baptism, of the spirit of faith.
The spirit of faith.
In the name of Jesus. Again, Father, thank you,
For
your word to me today. I ask for a fresh baptism, of the spirit of faith. In the name of Jesus. Lift your voice and speak to God. A fresh baptism. Master, In the name of Jesus, lift your two hands and say after me, say, Father, help me to know you, that I may know you and the power of your resurrection. Draw me closer to you, Lord, in relationship, in intimacy with you. In the name of Jesus, lift your voice and speak to God. Help me to know you. In the name of Jesus,
amen.
Lift your hands and say, after me, say, Father,
open my eyes
to behold wonders out of your word.
Open my eyes
to see wondrous things
out of your book.
Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, go ahead and speak to God. In the name of Jesus, lift up your hands and give him the praise. Lift your hands high.